Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckian is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Trying to help him here, okay? I'm giving him links. I'm dying.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
I'm giving him links and everything else, okay?
And James Strebel.
I can't get to that level. I'm just kind of like, whatever. Okay, I'm numb.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Puma to come in and be a game manager and get that field goal, that's huge in terms of to not turn the ball over and take advantage of positive field position. Your thoughts?
Appreciate the call there, Tommy. Don't care.
Oh, that's fantastic. All right, it's a fun day. ESPN 680, 105.7, Andy Sweeney with you the next 3 hours. James Strebel, Round Daddy, Pound Daddy, hanging out. He's on time today.
Yeah.
Because you're done with school now for the year. You get, like, months off now.
Well, I don't know.
You get months off. You're good to go.
I get a month.
You get a month, and then it's, non-traditional learning or whatever, and then you're at home.
Yeah.
Your hair is very long today. I do.
I know. I need a haircut.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
All right, and then maybe we need, like, what was Ric Flair's music? The dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah.
Mitch, today in the next 3 hours, and by the way, Mitchell Hannigan back at the Papa Jack's.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Thank you, Dokich. Mitchell Hannigan is now officially the worst gambler in the world, and we need to give him that title. Mitch, are you still fuming? Are you fuming? Because that's all that Strebel wants to talk about.
Is my betting weekend?
Yes.
Well, right before we went on air, I was watching SportsCenter's Top 10, the number 5 play, A.J. Brown just bulldozing 5 freaking Ravens players. Ravens, do you not understand the concept of tackle football?
There it is.
You're frauds. You're done. You're never going to win a Super Bowl. Lamar is trash. He's an average quarterback.
Wow, I was not expecting this.
Wow.
Is
Nick Valvano there? Nick, cut this up. Send it to 93.9. Send it to NS.
Yes.
Good God. I've never seen a team melt before like that. They're ridiculous.
Yeah, you're a Giants fan. Yeah. What are you talking about? A team melt.
I watched the Packers melt after that.
Strebel, you embarrassed
her. Quitters and losers. Oh, my God.
Well, I had Titans plus 7. Well, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm a Vrabel guy, man. I'm
there
Team
go,
Vrabel.
Mike,
an odd place to start. As we were going on off the air, of course, Strebel's now said he would take Derek Carr. Is it Derek or David? No, Derek.
Derek Carr
over Lamar Jackson.
100%.
So that is the last thing I heard before the music hit. Anyway, it's a Monday. I'm back. Appreciate Strebel sitting in on Friday. I assume everything went well.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, Louisville wins on Friday, and I don't know what we do with that. And then, of course, on Saturday, and I got to be honest, Mitch, I can't even look at Strebel right now. After what his Kentucky football team did on Saturday.
Disgusting.
It was disrespectful.
No, it's one of the funniest things of all time. It's so funny. It's so funny, Kentucky football, what they did on Saturday.
Yeah.
It makes me so happy. We can give legit thoughts on it. I mean, there are tons of narratives.
Sure.
And these Kentucky fans, including your boy Jason Entz, that we played good football for 20 minutes. Well, first of all, no, you didn't.
No.
And your good football wasn't good football. It was sloppy football.
Yeah.
And then Stoops poor Mitch listened to 35 minutes of droning Mark Stoops today.
Sorry, Mitch.
Who is sad, lost.
At some point, one of the media members asked about Keaton Upshaw, and I'm just like, why are we still doing this?
Yeah.
Why are we still doing this?
Do we need an update on Keaton
Upshaw?
We've been
talking tight ends for eight years.
What's he
going to
do?
Talking tight ends.
Catch a two-yard pass and fall
and
down.
Fall down.
Drop an eight-yard pass.
God.
So we are loaded today. I mean, we have a ton of sound today. I mean, it's just ridiculous stuff. I mean, we got Diener. We got Nick Curran. I mean, God bless his heart, man.
Is he like the rest of Louisville fans and everything's fine now and all the players are great again?
Well,
is that what it is?
Well, no, but we also heard today, and you both alerted me to this. No, Strieble did. Mitch did not, and I'm actually offended. Rummage and Maben are done with Malik Cunningham?
Done.
They're done?
Done.
They're done with him.
Done. They want the dude from Cincinnati.
Oh,
that's who they want.
The guy they missed the first time.
Yes, the same ex-grad. They want him. See, they didn't come out and say Malik Cunningham.
They've already threw
you're
Conley?
Done.
T. Webb.
Oh, Conley.
What about T. Webb?
They don't know about T. Webb. See, the thing is,
oh no,
Conley. No,
give me Rummage on the phone. That can't be true.
Malik,
let's text him. It can't be true.
Malik Cunningham's he's the only reason why they're losing
everyone
right now.
Everyone hates Malik Cunningham.
Mitch,
everyone hates Malik Cunningham, and you said the quarterback controversy was over 3 weeks ago. You pronounced it over.
I even tweeted it. I was like, I think it was after the Virginia Tech game. I was off the bourbon, man. I was like, if anyone claims from Malik Cunningham's job after seeing that effort tonight, then I don't want to hear from you. And now, yeah,
I think Mitch is set to be the star today.
I think
because he's mad at college football.
Oh, I had a horrible weekend.
He had a horrible weekend. It rained all weekend. He sat in his apartment. I mean, and lost every bet. What else happened? Is that it? Did your air fryer break? Yeah. What else happened?
I made horrible fantasy football decisions.
Yep. I did.
I learned nothing about my football team. Learned nothing.
What is
I joined Maben and Rummage's live stream because I was bored and I had nothing else to do.
Well, you wanted to do that because you want Louisville fans to like you,
like
and right
you.
Now
you
they gotta, hate you.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's guilty by association.
Yeah.
That is what you get here. So anyway, 437-9680, Andy Sweeney, James Strieble, Mitchell Hannigan, going to hang out with you for the next 3 hours. Reminder, bonus hour at 6 o'clock, a little Monday Night Football. What is it? Is it Rams and Bucks?
Rams-Bucks.
There you go. Strieble embarrassed himself yesterday. We'll get into that. I mean, me and Mitch had a conversation, a private text about it.
I figured y'all
I mean,
would.
You don't watch the Red Zone. I mean, because you're the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm.
You're the football Antichrist.
I am.
You're just doing it for no reason. You're being locked for no reason right now.
Yeah.
Something that would be like not driving a car. It'd be like horse and buggy. Like if you tied up your horse outside my light post. It'd be like not having electricity.
I like watching the whole game.
You are Mark Stoops offense. That's what you are.
Okay.
You are Amish in your NFL. Viewing habits.
Okay.
And so Mitch, he was flipping around between his two games and just live tweeting yesterday. I mean, every game you're live tweeting. That's not a catch.
I enjoyed myself.
It could be every Sunday. It could be every Sunday.
It is. I do every Sunday. I sit and watch, but Kellen and I have now, we have a routine where we sit on the couch, the two of us, and we watch NFL football. And that's what we did yesterday. We have a great time, a little father-son bonding.
We
enjoyed that. Yeah. He loves the NFL.
What, your daughter can't?
No.
I mean, why doesn't she watch football? Why is it
she
only
doesn't
the son?
Care.
Yeah,
care
or,
for
the,
it.
Or the other son.
He doesn't care for it.
I love how we're just saying their names.
Their name. Yeah, you don't know their names.
Wait, give me
the
a
other
second.
Kids.
This
it's
is
okay.
terrible.
No, it's not.
Well, Kellen's the star. I've never met the
Wyatt,
other kids.
Wyatt is the other son.
Yeah. Wyatt's the other son, and the girl is?
Ellie.
Ellie, there you go. Yeah, they go and they color and they play and they frolic in the yard and Kellen likes to watch football. That's what he wants to do.
In the yard.
Yeah.
By the way, as Mark Ingram and J.K. Dobbins were two of the players that tested positive for the Ravens. That's going to get worse for them.
Man. They just quit. They're
going to be Gus Edwards.
They've gone from wild card to in the hunt to
It'll be nothing. Here we go. 437-9680. So we'll get to the text line here. We're hanging out in the Mobile Papa John Studios. And we are full today. I mean, we'll get into the IU heartbreak. That's another game that Mitch is mad at. He's happy the Hoosiers lost, but he's unhappy that they came back.
He loaded up on Ohio State.
Now, we do have the Tom Allen speech, correct?
Oh, that's making everyone weak.
Yes.
Yes, it's like a minute. I don't know what it is. Whatever. Now, you don't – wait, you guys are frustrated with this?
No, I'm
done with Indiana. Like I'm done with the respect factor with Indiana. Like they played hard. Like they competed. Like if we're gonna treat every other team like
I agree with him on
that. Yeah, if we're gonna treat every other team the same, then you know they missed multiple opportunities to win that game.
They could have won the game.
Multiple opportunities.
They could have won the game. They could have actually beat Ohio State.
I can't trash them because my team sucks a lot worse than them.
And then Big Easy watching the game with his buddies eating chili and farting in his basement. Oh, I mean Big Easy. eating a bunch of chili probably with his buddies.
Yeah.
All just burping.
Blowing it up.
Mick Ultras because they're only 28 calories.
Did you see that play?
Oh, my God. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Troy again.
Big Easy live tweeting IU football on Saturday.
He was all that.
You guys embarrass me.
He doesn't get to.
Well, here's the thing.
He declared him dead before the season started.
We'll get to Joe Burrow. We'll get to Auburn. Oh, no. Louisville wins by 30. There's large parts of me that agree that IU fans, even though there are zero IU fans out there other than Jeff Grossman, who did a good job, Mitch. I listened in to Grossman.
Yeah.
And he had his opening monologue, and then I could tell the moment his opening monologue had come to an end. And now he was going to have to pivot to, like, the next thing.
Right,
and
right.
And that's when I smiled at your boy Jack Grossman. So that is out there. And so Wolf Crean recreate the Tom Allen speech. Well,
that's good.
You like that.
I do like that.
There you go. 437-9680. I mean, we'll get to Louisville here. I'm actually halfway interested what happens at Boston College. And I say halfway because that's as much as I can muster. And I can understand if you're Mitch and you don't want to even muster that as, you know, we really get going basketball-wise the next couple days.
Sure.
But I want to cuddle. Big spoon, little spoon. I just want to cuddle that game on Saturday between Kentucky and Alabama.
I'm glad you do.
Mitch, let's be honest for a second. Strebel, it's funny.
It is funny. I laugh.
Think about, I know you did, and I know you're not going to, I know there's not going to be, we may differ in some opinions on this, but the grander picture, we are, I feel like, on roughly the same wavelength, okay, about this Kentucky football team. And you knew it was going to be bad, but you thought it was going to be like 38-9 bad or 27-6 bad or fill in the blank. And Kentucky gave up in the second half.
Absolutely, 100%.
And I think that's one of the more different things here that for me and my analysis goes into that. But Kentucky football was the absolute laughingstock of college football for the weekend. And Nebraska's right there. Listen, Nebraska's right there. And Penn State has been a disaster, and that's fine. We can have the argument. But, I mean, we started this season with all the big mouth junk, and now Mark Stoops is up there. And he's a hostage, he's a hostage victim in these press conferences.
He's in a bunker in Fallujah.
It's the reality, okay? And we'll get to Justin Rowland wrote an article, and Mitch wants to take you down on this. So I don't know.
Me?
I mean,
what did I? No, I went against Justin Rowland.
Hang on, get Justin Rowland's tweet.
Okay,
it's a bad take. It's a bad
it's a
take.
Horrible take.
Okay, we'll settle down. Strebel has written a rebuttal article on a sea of blue that is waiting, Mitch, to be edited and published.
Yes, gotta go through Jason Markham first.
Yeah, that's the proper channel.
Is he the editor and the publisher?
Yes. All right. So you know, you read.
Yes,
the text. All right.
Read what he wrote. It's a free article. I told him he should have kept it behind the paywall. I'm just joking with him. Well, these Kentucky, Twitter terrorists, you have a bad opinion. They get on you, and this is a bad opinion. Go ahead.
My Monday take. Mark Stoops need to build a new offense to take Kentucky to the next level. But fans owe him the patience they would give to even a new head coach as he does it. He's earned that.
So if you've done that, a new coach you'd give 2 or 3 years. So you're looking at year 10 or 11 before you can have an offense that is ready. And here is the thing that I don't understand with both teams. I'm going to get back to specifically with Kentucky. And it's the way that I view things. And I and part of it is pivoting against the norm. Everyone is swimming one way with Kentucky and Louisville. Like, I'm legit just baffled the lack of anger with Kentucky people and just to find a way to write it off, okay? And I don't understand that with both of these programs, why there isn't a little bit of actual worry here. Mm-hmm. I mean, Louisville, we'll see how they end their year. But their last win might be, you know, this past Friday. And it might be because Syracuse is the worst team that you've seen in Power 5 probably.
They really
this
are.
Year. I mean, I think Vanderbilt would beat Syracuse.
I watched that game and I was like, man, this is what every other team must have felt like when they played 2018 Louisville.
You're exactly right.
I was like, man.
And like Kentucky now, like, if you want to take it like Justin Roiland, give him time, okay? Move that aside. We can get to that discussion, and we disagree with that, okay? But my point is, Kentucky football has admitted to you that half of the team cannot play.
Yeah, they did.
They have. It's in Justin Roiland. The article is the excuse that now the skill guys aren't good enough that have been bragged on for the last 3 years.
That's part of my article.
The quarterbacks, the running backs, and now you lose an offensive line. Well, if you're this offensive line whisper, let's go. Where's the rotating, and they might be good. Just the snap reaction to have to back what's going on here, I don't understand. There is a probability that, you know, Satterfield figures it out and everything's fine, and eventually here Stoops can, you know, get a quarterback in here at some point. But asking fans to wait around for a decade plus is the issue. Now, there's a number of things here. 4379680. So we will get into that. But all of that adds to the humor of Saturday. The big mouth stuff.
Yeah.
The recruiting stuff.
Yeah.
The Vince Merrill before the game tweeting stuff.
Yeah, watch this.
I mean, other insiders who are like, I got a source there in Tuscaloosa that says we're ready.
Yeah,
I'm like, just say it's Vince Merrill.
Yeah.
I'm like, just say it's
Vince. Gonna shock people today.
We're gonna shock people today.
Yeah.
And
they shocked all right.
Yeah, and everything, and then it's like, it's worse than if Alabama were playing anyone else on their schedule.
Yeah.
It's worse.
It
could not have been worse, where every part of it was bad. And for the Kentucky fan, and this is what I've laughed at. Well, for 20 minutes, we played good. I'm like, in the first, like, not even 20 minutes. If we're going to be real, like the first 17, 18 minutes.
Right.
I'm not even giving you 20 minutes, okay? They fumbled in the first possession.
Yeah.
The second possession, they got that dagger of a holding call.
Yep.
They settled for a field goal. Okay, I'm going to keep going. No one around Najee Harris, wide open down the sideline. You drop two picks. You have 12 men on the field. Terry Wilson underthrows the ball. You got pass interference. Otherwise, that should have been a pick. The Alabama guy just turns around and stands there. Yeah, he picks it off, and he runs back the other way for 40 yards. The infamous quarterback draw on third down and goal. That entire disgusting. The muffing of the kick that started the blowout and everything. Guys, this was like 13 minutes still left in the second quarter. That ain't 20
minutes.
That ain't
good, man.
And all of that happened. That's not good football. That's not what we played with Alabama. Nick Curran said that with Louisville, and we made fun of him. I'm making fun of any Kentucky fan today, and I don't understand. I don't understand why there is not – this is how I feel, that there really isn't a standard with Kentucky football. And so when everyone says Mark Stoops – he needs time. He'll get it figured out. It's like, it's the easiest thing to say because Mark Stoops isn't going anywhere. Mm-hmm. We already know that. Hell, after this season, he might get a raise. If you told me Mitch Barnhart tore up the contract and gave him another $200K, would anyone be surprised? Hey, Vince Merrill, waddle up there to Ohio and get a couple more three stars and another quarterback that can't play. Come on down, we'll give you another $50K. Yeah. I mean, like, that's like all of this added to how funny Saturday was.
Yeah.
Where Alabama has a fourth string running back carrying your defense on his back in the fourth quarter. Like
Saban tried, man.
Matt Jones threw two passes in the second half. Like, they didn't.
Well, so did the backup. The backup played.
Was it just two passes?
Bryce Young came in, went 2 for 2 with a touchdown. Like, that's all he did.
The level here of worry and embarrassment, you need to wear it. Like, yeah. Like some of these people need to wear it. And if you are telling me, and this is how it sounds now, it's like, well, I mean, Kentucky just doesn't have the offensive weapons. It's like, okay, with the last 2 or 3 years, it's been interesting that all that was a lie, but we know that a lot, much of that was a lie. And so now it's like, oh, okay, so you got to wait a little bit more time to figure out the offense. So you're saying then, like, half of the team can't play.
They can't play like, football. Like they're not good.
Like, half of the team's not ready to play. And it's like, it is, that game was so funny. It was funny because you had to just sit in your own urine for like for an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Yeah,
like
2 hours.
The game was over. Obviously, the game was over, but the game was brutal for what, a quarter and a half?
Oh, from
to where it was
third quarter. Yeah,
to where it was a mocking. Yeah. It wasn't just a beating. It wasn't just you lost. You are getting beat and you're being mocked. And if anyone's paying attention, they look at you. And Kentucky's got what, two wins on the season?
Three
wins on the season, and they look at you down by 60. And they're saying that same old Kentucky, and I don't understand. These people have fought, and I mean fans and media and narratives that are out there, and these coaches have all fought for this level of respect for you, and it's gone.
Yeah.
Kentucky has lost all respect that they had earned with the magical season 10 years ago. I mean, period. End of discussion. And it was, I mean, just Kentucky just having to sit in it. I mean, they can't even bring in a guy on second down and 7 with Joey Gatewood without having 12 guys on the field, without having to call a timeout, without having a delay of game
or
guys,
whatever.
They're a sloppy football team, and I think Mark Stoops is fighting them just full intent. I think Mark Stoops is – I mean, this is – I mean, Kentucky fans better hope this is the COVID year. They best hope this is the COVID year. But you're losing more offensive linemen.
Running backs. Receivers. I think that matters. I mean, no, you're losing a lot of players on offense. And that's the worst part, Andy, is we were told in the offseason about the veteran leadership and how many snaps the offensive line, the running backs, Terry Wilson, all these receivers, like they've had so many snaps together. And it's like they can't play football, and you're right. They threw in – Nick Saban did everything he could to not make that a massacre. He told his backup, hey, you're going to throw twice. He just ran the football the entire second half.
Just up the middle.
He wasn't anything fancy. No. He wasn't doing anything. No trickery. He just ran up the middle, just blow past him. Just blow past him the entire time.
If Stoops doesn't have that, that's what I consider Mark Stoops to be the best at. Let me back up. Not the best at. His best quality – to me, is not having a team that looks like that.
That would fight.
With Kentucky football, his best quality. It's not in-game coaching.
Nope.
It's not adjustments.
Physicality.
It's physicality and not just being run over all the time and giving up, and that's what they did, and that's why it's not just a loss.
Yeah.
I mean, period.
It's troubling.
And, no, it's very troubling. And the reaction by some to just say, it's going to be okay. Like, why am I trusting this group to figure out the offense when they haven't been able to figure out the offense? I agree with Justin Roiland in one respect. Mark Stoops did try to do it a little bit different.
Yeah.
But just because he tried it doesn't mean he likes it.
No, that doesn't mean he likes it because they reverted back to the old-style offense.
You tried Brussels sprouts. What's another disgusting food that people don't like?
Oh,
I mean, that is one, right?
Yeah, Brussels sprouts. I would throw, like, squash.
Oh, squash is disgusting.
Squash in there.
Absolutely. Peasant
cauliflower.
Yeah. Cauliflower's in there. Absolutely. Yeah. I don't like any of that. I don't like broccoli. I don't like any of that stuff.
Yeah, we know.
None of that stuff.
You're always mean and ugly about how you don't eat
meat and potatoes.
Yeah, vegetables. Well, actually, it's just one little morsel
of meat and one scoop of potatoes.
Yeah, a scoop of potatoes. Is your wife making the whole spread for Thanksgiving? Well, what are they doing with you being able to eat one morsel of food?
Well, I mean, we're doing the small Thanksgiving like you're supposed to. Right. So it's just my
he's winking. They got 32 people coming over.
My parents are going to bring the turkey, And then my
let your dad crush the heater in the house, or does he have to go outside?
He goes on the deck.
He goes on the deck.
He goes on the deck. Yes, yes. So he'll go on the deck, but he's going to bring the bird, and then my mother-in-law and my wife will make the sides.
Now, do you have to travel to Chicago and pack her stuff and then bring her back for Thanksgiving, or does she make her own way down?
She'll be here tonight or tomorrow night. She's making her own way.
Well, wait, that's different, though. Tonight or tomorrow night, that's a big difference.
That's a big difference.
So do you guys just sit around? Or do you get nervous of drinking a lot of bourbon in front of her?
No, she doesn't care.
She doesn't care?
No, no. She buys me beer for Father's Day and things like that. She'll, no, she supports my, you know, my kind of alcoholism.
I'm just reading the text line right now, Kentucky. You know what the worst part, guys, of the Kentucky game was?
Everything.
No, it was like, you know, 35. It is like 35-3 at this point. And they scan to the bench, and there's Butch Jones in a mask.
You're right. I remember that.
And I was like, I don't need to see. No. Like, I don't need to see him.
Butch Jones. Why do they show Charlie Strong?
Yeah, why does it?
Where's Chuck?
Well, can Chuck be on the sideline?
Is he up in the booth?
I don't know. He might be in the office watching.
I don't know what the rules are.
I do not know.
Yeah.
Texas says, can you fire the whole staff and start over? Well, I don't. Yeah. Again, I there's going to have to be a selling of something in the offseason with Kentucky football. Texas says, Roland's argument is UK shouldn't be quick to fire the head coach who has brought UK to its highest standards since the 70s. Strebel's stance is fire him now because
the offense is as good as
they wanted.
I never said fire Stoops.
Okay, well, let me ask you.
That is misinterpreting everything
I said. Well, no one's seen your article.
Even on Twitter, I've never once said fire Stoops. I said don't fire Stoops. No, my argument is, this patience stuff is BS. No, you've had 8 years. There's no patience here. There's no patience here. There's none. You have a quarterback in Terry Wilson that can't play. I don't care who says it. He can't play. He stinks. And then you trot out two more quarterbacks. They go a combined 0-6. And then you have wide receivers that just drop passes they can't get open. I'm not saying fire Stoops. I'm saying fix the damn offense. Either admit that the players that you recruited and that you told everyone was great.
You want Stoops to bend the knee. That needs to be your article to a Sea of Blue. You want Stoops to bend the knee. That's what you want.
Yeah, he needs to quit this Amish-style offense, bullcrap.
He needs to be baptized into 2020 offense.
21st century.
How about
that? I put that in my article. I said 21st
century. You in this
damn
article.
21st
century. How much time did you spend on this article?
It's like 800 words.
Is that a lot? I don't know.
That's pretty good. Okay. That's decent. Yeah, 800 words. You get to up to 1,000 words. That's good.
Your Saturday quickies were, they lacked.
Oh, well.
Did you think they lacked a little bit? It looked like you were rushing
through. I had no heart in it. I'm sitting here thinking, I'm like, what am I supposed to say about Alabama versus Kentucky?
Did Jason Entz kick a chair?
Yes.
Why is Entz mad about Kentucky and Alabama?
Why does anyone get so mad?
I was sitting there laughing, and I was back, you know, during a timeout, I'm back listening to Crane's playing me sound from his IU post-game show where his brother Ethan goes on. Now, Crane's mom is mad at Process, which is a whole other thing.
Wait, Crane's mom's mad at Process?
Oh, yeah.
Ethan joined the IU post-game show?
He did. I listened to the whole thing. It was great. He's having a party for Kentucky, Alabama. He had people over at the house, and there was girls there.
Oh, poor Crane. He wanted to be there, didn't
he? Process tried to act all like Big and Ben. Like, is that just a sausage fest? I'm like, Process.
Poor Creed. He would have been there. That makes me sad.
Wait.
So Ethan Grossman and his buddies and some girls were all going to be there watching Kentucky, Alabama, having a good time. And Creed was going to be downstairs in his dungeon. And then one of the girls were going to have to use the restroom.
Oh, it's right over there.
And Creed will have just blown it up because he ate an entire pizza.
Yes. Yeah. And then Ethan admitted he wants a hair transplant. He needs, like, hair. He's going bald, so he needs, like, some hair work done. It was an interesting conversation. It was
We don't have any of that, do we? Mitch is mad at the entire radio station.
I heard.
I listened to the first half of the IU postgame show.
And were done.
Yeah. Sorry,
Ethan,
Green.
Ethan made it. The Ethan segment was amazing.
When was it?
He used our segment to fund his content on Saturday. Yeah. No, that's a good idea. Yeah.
I don't know when it was, Mitch. You had to ask Cream because He was telling me about it as I was trying to kind of watch the Kentucky-Alabama game, but I didn't really care. And then Kareem was like, Ethan called in. You want to hear it? And I was like, yeah, sure. So he took me back and played it for me.
Well, do we need to get the sound, or we need to reach out to Grossman. Was it on air where we found out that Grossman's mother was not happy with the process?
No, that was off air.
That was off air.
She sent a text to Jack because
Here, go ahead and let's tease that. I think the audience may care about that.
Yes,
settle down.
I will settle down. Well,
I mean, there's more Kentucky angles. We can get to that. Mitch's bets continue to be bad. We can get to that. Kareem's going to reenact this Tom Allen speech. I got some thoughts on that. I got some thoughts on the Louisville game as well. Dabo in the news. Bruce Pearl, your guy, going to lose his top recruit and not going to the NCAA tournament. And he's probably just somewhere sweating, I would imagine. Just somewhere sweating.
That beard and that vest.
Just cheating and sweating. That is exactly what Bruce Pearl is doing. 437-9680. Hanging out until 6. It is The Take. It's Monday. Hanging out with you on ESPN 680-1057.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
That's probably what it is.
Not bad. I mean, Hampton's. I stayed at the Hampton Inns. They've been nice.
Cerebral.
I know it's Diener. I know we're on different levels.
We know that you are sleeping in a Hampton Inn.
Yes.
We're talking about Diener.
We're on different. I'm just saying personally, like, I that's a good deal.
And James Strebel.
I've stayed in a lot of Hampton Inns. Thank you. Strebel, you look like the Hampton Inn.
I do.
Which I have no problem with, but you look like a Hampton Inn.
I stayed at the Omni in Cincinnati before.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Right here on ESPN 680-1057. That's all presented by Caesars Southern Indiana, Papa John's, and UPS Jobs. Should also remind everyone, I mean, we'll pre-post-game coverage for the Cards and the Cats. Let's talk about basketball first. Kentucky basketball is back. Their game is, Wednesday, I believe, at 6 o'clock. So it's going to be Strebel and Entz. Now, you're going to be doing that. We're talking Mitch from his home.
Yes.
You're going to have Entz come to your home.
I think this is the studio for Entz. But my mother-in-law is going to be in town. Ince is nervous.
What, you think she's going to fall in love with
Ince? No, he's nervous about being around.
We're just going to your man cave.
Okay.
He's mad.
No, I'm not mad.
You don't want Ince in your home.
That's not
what I
said.
You guys are so weird.
Who's weird?
You and Ince.
Why am I weird? What did I do?
You don't want Ince in your home. Does your wife?
No, he was telling me over the weekend how nervous he is about the COVID
spike. He went to the studio, COVID Central, out with the process. I mean, what do you want, COVID? There you go.
I don't know. He's trying to be careful about being around other people and everything right now, so I don't know if he want to come over with my kids.
Yeah, there's a lot of
mother-in-law. My wife.
You make it sound like your mother-in-law might have COVID.
No,
you're like,
doesn't.
You know, my mother-in-law,
no,
she's in Chicago.
No, she does. She works from home. Chicago. She doesn't even work in an office or anything. She works from home. He doesn't go see anybody.
I like your breathing there. It's like you're dying there for a second. Louisville gets going. That game's at 2 o'clock. So we'll have coverage. Is that 2 o'clock? No, that's at 4 o'clock. Sorry, I have all my games mixed up. Friday we'll be on the air during the Louisville game.
Yeah.
Now Mitch is going to be off on Wednesday and Friday. You're going back home, correct, Mitch?
Yes. Short week for me this week.
Is there anything the Hannigans or anything special going on that you need to tell us about?
I mean, not really. Okay. Just going home for Thanksgiving, going to visit some family.
Your sister going to be there.
Might go fishing. Yeah, she'll be there.
She wear a Biden-Harris shirt to the meal on Thursday, you think?
Maybe.
Texas says, go figure. Jamie will cheat to lose his weight, but still can't be bothered with vegetables.
I don't like them. I don't. Fundamentally hate vegetables.
Texas says Strebel's a fake fan that that prefers to be negative about his team was crickets when we beat Tennessee. He screamed and yelled.
I was not crickets.
He put his reputation. He was going to
eat cat food
with Marty and McGee on ESPN television. SEC Network.
I had a big bet that if Tennessee beat Kentucky, I'd eat cat food. I believe the Cats would beat Tennessee because at the time I thought that Kentucky was better than they are, and B, that Tennessee isn't very good. I was right about one of those things. Tennessee isn't very good. I was correct.
Texas says, Process said at the end of Diener show this morning that Process mentioned Ethan hitting a bong, and Mrs. Grossman is mad about that.
Yep.
Oh, is that what it is?
That's what it is.
Mitch, you're not dialed into this at all? Me and Strebel's having to tell me this. I didn't know that.
It was funny. Yeah, so basically
they're going to ruin it for everybody. Now Ethan's
she won't allow him to be back on the phone.
Mommy's going to shut that down.
Yeah. He went off
the air. She's going to tell Cree not to hang out with Process anymore. He can't go on her dinner dates.
Yeah. Yeah, she said she told Jack, "I don't like that Mike the Process. He puts too much personal information out over the air."
Thank God they've never heard any of the ones that we've done.
Yeah, he was other appearances on the take.
I mean, he says that Biddy's guy gave him COVID. I mean, like, that's a sentence.
He did. He cusses on air all the time.
Oh, I'm not going to read that one, although it is funny. Texas says, "Process was really weird interrogating Ethan.
He took over the show."
Texas says, "Donkey Lips doesn't like broccoli. In other news, it's hot in hell."
Okay.
Texas says, "I don't see the article up yet on A Sea of Blue."
That's out of my control. I submitted the article. Whenever he edits it, decides to put it up, that's when you'll see it there. It's not there yet. I wrote it today.
I thought like not eating broccoli was like something like people like just gave up like once they hit an adult age.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, you eat broccoli?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Having broccoli ever again.
Yeah. I make my kids eat it, but I don't eat it.
I'm saying. Not eating broccoli, like, I feel like once you reach a certain age, you're like, that's dumb. Why, like,
no,
broccoli's fine.
Grow up and be a man and quit eating broccoli.
That's what I'm saying.
If there's any kids listening, I mean, you don't have to. Like, Brussels sprouts, disgusting.
We don't make them eat that.
Unless you get the mustard kind, like the New Orleans kind. Yeah.
I've never had those.
Have you ever been to Cuvion before over in Louisville?
No.
No, okay.
No.
Texas says, "Strebel put an entire stick of butter on his roast Saturday night. He'll be back to Sherman Klump looking in no time."
I ate like 4 bites of that roast, a couple of carrots, and 2 potato, like little potato pieces. So there you go.
It's the saddest dinner I've ever, Mitch.
Yeah.
Texas says, "Did you see Boss Man Fat's tweet? Horrible look after a 60-point loss." What did he tweet?
I don't know. I didn't see.
Oh,
also,
so you're not dialed into
that? I didn't
that?
See what Boss Man. Right. I follow Boss Man Fat, but look.
Why? You didn't need to veto
there. We need
there.
To discuss
you
plans did. For Tuesday night. There's no game on Tuesday night, Ince. What are you talking about?
Just leave your phone under your butt like
I'm
you normally
sorry.
Do.
I mean, Tuesday night.
Just and stop texting during the show unless it's a soccer
Thank
lock
you.
Of the week.
Yes.
But you're dead to me on soccer. Chris Hadfield's taking you over. So it
Whoa.
is what it is. Ence is old news. He's the old girlfriend. The first time I would take any, you know, he was my first soccer kiss.
Yeah.
That's what Ence was. And now he's done.
You've moved on.
Now I've moved on, Ence.
You found a blonde.
Texas says the gross woman is mad.
The gross woman. She is mad. She texted Jack and everything. She wasn't happy.
Texas says it's dumb not to eat vegetables. I disagree.
With that.
I agree with him.
Okay. I don't like
that.
That's
just because you're country.
Grow up. Okay, you want me to change my taste buds, Mitch? Like, try to convince my tongue that I like broccoli? No, this is actually really good. I don't want to spit it out and vomit my napkin. Yeah, this is delicious. It has nothing with growing up, Mitch, as I fundamentally don't like the taste.
Grow up.
I mean, you said you don't eat any vegetables.
I like salad. I'll eat salad. I do. I like salad. I like raw vegetables.
Yeah, with ranch dressing all over it,
yeah.
Or honey mustard.
Yeah, that defeats the purpose of a salad.
Yeah.
The Strebels didn't have it then?
What?
I mean, you guys just didn't have vegetables or what?
No.
You guys aren't a vegetable family?
No. When I was a kid, my dad likes vegetables very much.
Okay.
And so I had to eat it. I had to eat the vegetables.
Right, the vegetables, right.
They disgust me. Like, green beans disgust me.
Really?
I can't stand them.
You can't
stand
a good green bean?
Green beans.
Oh, come on.
Green beans.
What about sweet potato potato casserole with the cinnamon?
No, I like sweet potatoes.
Okay, because they're all sweet with the glaze on it.
I like potatoes. I like carrots. Carrots are good. I'll eat carrots. But when you talk about anything like green beans, broccoli, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, any of that stuff, get it out of here.
Ugh.
Squash, beets. Eggplant, Parmesan, get it out of here. It doesn't have Italian.
Eggplant, you don't like eggplant?
I don't like eggplant. Nope.
Really?
Nope. It's all slimy and gross. Zucchini, meh. All of it. Disgusting. Get it out of my face. Has nothing to do with me growing up, Mitch. I just don't like it. What foods do you eat?
Mitch told you to grow up eat fish sticks.
That's what you were saying. You eat fish sticks. I did grow up, Mitch.
That was one time. I've had fish sticks in months.
I
don't believe that.
No, since I got the air.
There's not one part of my being that believes what you just said.
I mean, the most kiddie thing I cook now with the air fryer is chicken strips and fries. But, I mean, that's
changed your life. The air fryer changed your life. I'm excited for that.
Diener has sent me a Green Giant Simply Steam. 5 minutes. He says 5 minutes healthy feeds three.
No.
Yeah, I buy the just the Kroger package you throw in the microwave for like 5 minutes.
Diener,
it's good.
Him finding the product isn't the problem.
No.
At this point, Strebel is, you're very stubborn on a few things. You're hard-headed on a few things.
Yes.
Okay? And how you consume the NFL is one.
Yeah.
That you won't spend the $4 for the entire year to get NFL Red Zone.
Yeah. Or watch it for free.
Which would be so fun for you and your son.
It would be.
It is NFL sports cocaine. And you don't do that. It's that and... Oh, I don't know. And vegetables. I mean, those two things right there.
Yeah.
You will not move your stance about 1%.
So, like, do your kids not eat vegetables?
Yes, they do. They actually, my daughter loves vegetables. She'll sit and, like, my wife likes vegetables. My daughter likes vegetables. Kellen can, you know, he'll take them and leave them. Wyatt does not like them at all.
Did he ever ask you why you don't eat vegetables?
Yeah, I tell them, I'm honest with them. I was like, I don't like the taste of it. And I tell them, if they don't like the taste of something, they don't have to eat it.
No wonder your two sons are like, we're following in daddy's footsteps. Kellen's not going to eat broccoli after the age of 9. How about that? Hey, Mitch, what's Strebel's daughter's name?
Ellie.
Good job, Mitch.
I was trying to catch him right there.
Yeah, I don't like, I'm not one of those parents like, force my kids to eat stuff they don't like because I think that's counterproductive. I had to do that when I was a kid and it made me miserable, and it probably made me hate vegetables even more. There's probably a little like residual effect for me being forced to eat things I hate.
PTSD.
That's exactly what it is.
Mitch, what piece of sound do you want to play as we pivot here? It's a take on ESPN 680. Do you want to play?
God, so much.
I mean, caller Eric. I mean, that's shooting one of our shots early on.
Yeah, it
really is. You don't play it. I don't care.
All right.
I don't care at this point. It's too good. It's just too good. You have not heard this, I assume?
What was it on?
Sunday Morning Hangover.
I did not hear this.
You did not hear the Sunday Morning Hangover.
I did not hear the Sunday Morning Hangover.
Gotcha.
No.
Gotcha. No. That's not surprising at all. at all.
The post-game shows.
Yeah, you did.
I did.
Grossman messed up your podcast. I tried to listen to that on Sunday morning.
I know.
I caught it. All right. Caller Eric. Let's go. This is a Louisville call.
I've got a hot Thanksgiving take.
Oh, here we go. This is what I'm here for.
The Louisville Cardinals are the best 3-6 team in college football.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
I don't know how to react to that.
I don't have a list of the 3-6 teams in college football immediately available, but they're probably at least up there.
When you look at the game Friday, and of course, you know, Malik Cunningham with the interceptions, but to still get a 30-0 win, and of course, you can say that Syracuse is a bad team, but still, it just felt good. It just, you know, it felt good. You know, you can watch a game, and it just reminds me of those games where, you know, there's no doubt what the end is going to be. It's going to be a win. It's just, there's no worry. There's no being upset. And you look back at the season, so easily could we be 6-3 right now. I mean, even better.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, do these Louisville fans have, do they go, like in the movie Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, and have their memories erased? Do they go, is there like a spot in Louisville where you can go and sit in a chair and they just erase your memory?
Why'd you choose that musty reference?
Just because it's the first thing that came to my mind when I thought about your memory being erased. Because they don't remember the first half of the season. It didn't happen. It didn't happen. The first half, they don't even remember last weekend when they got whooped by Virginia. No, it's not one guy.
It's just one guy.
I listened to Mark Ennis, and the caller said, well, they're actually good. Wow, this is great. A caller said Mark Ennis, we just shut out an ACC football team. No, they're barely ACC, Syracuse is. And then I listened to Maven and Rummage today. Everything's fine. The whole team's great except for one player.
Today.
Yes, I did.
But they're done with Malik.
Yeah, they're
that's
done.
That's the one player they don't like anymore. Everybody else on the team's great.
Oh, no, they're done with Malik.
All these players are just fantastic, and they're great, and they're awesome, except for Malik Cunningham, the guy they said that was going to be in the Heisman room. Except for him, everybody else on the team's great. They punted him down to get him out of here. Sat kick him off. We want the Cincinnati dude. And then you got this caller calling in. This is the best 3-6 team in America. How many 3-6 teams have you watched? Do you sit around your house and are you that much of a masochist where you make yourself watch 3-6 football teams and analyze them and make a list and say, well, Louisville's at the top of this list. They're the best 3-6 team I've ever seen. And then Sat goes and embarrasses himself and dances. I don't mind the players dancing, but I don't need Sat in his stupid visor and his glasses staring at me.
He had the visor off.
Was it off? Well, I just remember him staring at me.
It was set up. It was set up because you could tell
it was so fake.
Mitch wasn't set up because they had the camera at the perfect spot. Then they told him to go.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened.
That's what may have
happened. And I'm like, dude, you ain't beat a team in the top 25 your entire career. You didn't beat anyone worth a damn. And you're gonna be clowning yourself and dance at Syracuse and Florida State. I don't know why they didn't dance at Western Kentucky, Andy. I guess it's like Clemson storming the field. Every time they win, Sat dances. I guess that's the new tradition.
He does. He does. No, I would absolutely agree that's the case. I knew that we couldn't get through the first hour and a half or so. I knew we could not make it to 5 o'clock, the dancing thing.
It bothers me.
People need to know.
Bad teams, it bothers me to overreact like that.
Well, Stoops lit a cigar and had some bourbon over ice and called Matty Bangs after they beat Tennessee.
You want to
have embarrassing.
Look, if
I mean, your boy Vince Merrill was at the KSR bar with no mask on.
That's embarrassing, too.
He was up there with Locke. Locke
and maskless. If the coaches want to go and have a little celebratory bourbon and cigar after the game and say, yeah, that's great, that's fine.
And then call into a post-game show.
That part was stupid. I agree with that. That part
boasting.
Was kind of dumb.
Boasting.
That part was dumb. But I'm just saying, if you want to go with the coaching staff, say, hey, good game, guys, we got to win. Let's have a bourbon and cigar. Cool. That's fine. But to get up in front of a camera and dance like you just beat Clemson, and when you just beat the worst Power 5 team in all of football, that team is atrocious. I mean, you think Kentucky's offense is bad?
I think Vanderbilt
They're
would
light
beat
years
them.
Ahead.
I think Vanderbilt would beat them.
They couldn't move the ball across half field.
Midfield, half field, whatever.
I was thinking half court basketball. Midfield.
That Ents rubbing off on you there? Is that what's happening?
No, I even told Ents. I was like, you know what, bro? If you want to watch soccer, watch soccer. We're watching it. I was like, you pull up your iPad, you watch soccer. He's like, this is the only night that there aren't any soccer games on.
Really?
I'm like, how's this possible?
How is that possible? How is that Saturday night there's not a game in Spain somewhere being played that he's got the over? He's got the over-under. I have a dream about Greece. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Okay, so I've been sleeping weird the last couple nights. Woke up like, I don't know, like 3, 4 o'clock, went to the bathroom. Okay?
Yeah.
I got these little, these little Blink security cameras?
Yeah.
Amazon had like a deal. You know what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah, it showed up like a month and a half later. Like,
oh, yeah.
And so I was just kind of messing around with them. So I actually have you on tape walking into my home today.
Oh, yeah?
It's
hiding in your front porch.
You like that.
And so you have me waddling up.
Yeah, yeah. And I had a dream that I woke up and I went to go check if my security camera was on.
Yeah.
And I pulled up the app on my phone, and it was on a plane, like looking out a window like a person. And then it landed, and then it was in a city, and it was in Greece. That was it.
Wow. That's...
And the only connection I can make to Greece is I played Call of Duty with Cooper 2 days ago.
Oh, maybe that's what did it.
And maybe that's what's it.
It's like playing Cooper. So the plane... That's a weird dream. It's an aerial view from the plane.
It's like someone had, what do you call those?
GoPro.
Like, yeah, it's like someone had a GoPro.
On.
And I was like watching my security camera across the world on a GoPro. Dude, I'm telling you.
You do have crazy dreams.
This brain doesn't sleep, man. It does not sleep.
I might dream twice a month.
Oh, please. No, it's way more than that.
Wow.
Mitch, what do you think of the dance? Because I don't. I mean, Strebel just.
I don't care.
We couldn't wait to 4:30, 4:15, 4:50, 5 o'clock.
I just had
get
image,
that out of your system.
I just had that image in my head of him.
Of him staring at
to
you.
To hold players back. He had his arms extended, like he's got to hold the players back, and his dumb face is looking at me. And I'm like, dude, you're embarrassing. You're an embarrassing person right now. I mean, did Ryan Day do that when they beat Indiana this weekend? No, he probably was like, you bums should have beat them by 30, and he was probably pissed. That's probably what happened.
Yes, they're just – that's exactly what they are. Ugh. Yes, they're just like – would you settle down?
I apologize.
Why does that, bother
it
you so
it
much?
It fundamentally it's does. I don't know. I'm like, man, I cool with being happy you beat a team, but you don't have to
I can't muster.
Post this on Twitter and act like you just beat, you know, Notre Dame. Like, if you want to dance, if you beat Notre Dame or Clemson or something like that, dance away. By God, go in the middle of the field.
You're the arbiter of who can dance and
do the Cupid shuffle in the end zone. I don't care what you do. But when you beat Dino Babers, and you're acting like, I got to hold these guys back because we're so excited that we just beat Dino Babers. No. I'm sorry. No.
I don't think you are sorry.
No, I'm not.
Oh, Mitch, do you want to take a break? And then I'll tell you about BJ Heating and Cooling here in just a second. On the other end, we got to get to some more of the Sound. Louisville wins 30-0. We can get to that. And then our Indiana, I got Indiana take. We'll do that. Brayden Gall going to join us in about 35 minutes or so. Quick break. It's a take. It's a Monday hanging out with you on ESPN 680. Oh, I had to break down this weekend, Strebel, and pop the heat on.
It's on in our house.
It's off again, but it was on this weekend. All is well, but if not, you know, if it's not all well with you, you pop on the heat, you know, you get a smell, something's not right, you need regular maintenance. God forbid you need a new unit, whatever it may be. It's BJ Heating and Cooling. You can call them right now, 812-283-7221. BJHeatCool.com is the website. They're on call 24/7, 365 with all the upfront pricing, and they'll give you all the knowledge so you can make a knowledgeable decision for your home or your business today. And right now, BJ Heating and Cooling, they're your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. And they're going to give you and make it whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable again with the Bryant Mini Splits. They're quiet and efficient. Pop one of those suckers on the wall, and that is the way to heat up or cool down a room without having to reroute the entire ductwork and everything else. It's BJ Heating and Cooling, BJHeatCool.com, 812-283-7221.
Pay off your holiday bills with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and earn $14.50 per hour to start, plus a $200 sign-on bonus and up to $1,200 in additional bonuses over the holiday season. Be a part of an industry-leading organization that believes in promoting from within. Enjoy an active job with big-time growth opportunities. Become a warehouse worker at UPS. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/worldport. That's upsjobs.com/worldport.
Katie George here for Coil Automotive in Clarksville. Coil's Black Friday sales event is going on now. Save thousands on over 400 new Chevrolets, Buicks, and GMCs in stock and in one convenient location. Plus, on Friday, November 27th, you will have the chance to buy a 2015 Chevy Impala for $5. Yes, $5. Head over to coildeals.com for all the details and find your next car, truck, or SUV today. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying.
Come on!
Must register for a chance to purchase Impala.